T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's an honor walking around here and all the construction workers just saying thank you so much. The loyalty and love that they have for this city, to watch it come back, and the commitment that M&T had made for the resurgence of this building and to commit themselves to it, simply fantastic. We're going to create a sense of space, sense of community, a sense of being, and this is going to be, we're very proud of this. Everybody is, this was all done with heart and soul. So thank you very much.
What's the terracotta? How long will it take to paint this whole building, and what kind of reaction have you got?
We have a few news people over here. We can use a helping Buffalo hand. The mayor's State of the Union, how Buffalo helps, and when there's a crisis in snow. So now we have a painting crisis going on. So drop your cameras, your microphones, and get to work on that scaffold. It's nice up there, nice and cool also. It'll be about 3 months.
How tough has it been to try to get extra work done, knowing that there's been so many restrictions with this pandemic?
Well, I was just mentioning, we were shut down, needless to say, for 3 months. Then we got back up and running again. It's taking another month for everybody to get their working gear in order. Now it's been fine. Everybody's pitching in, glad to be at work, and I'm glad to be here, even with a mask.
You know, in the long term, do you have concerns that, you know, people are starting to work from home more rather than wanting to go to, you know, a larger office setting, for example? And, you know, there's trends that are showing people who are millennials, they're starting to go to the suburbs rather than wanting to live downtown. Is that something that concerns you in the long run?
Not when it comes to Seneca One. Not when it comes to the views that you have here and what we've done in the plaza and the courtyard. To me, you're going to want to come here. That's why everybody is here, because you want to come here. We're all dying to interact again, candidly. We're sick and tired of sitting in the four rooms in a house. So I think if you make a sense of place and a sense of being, people are going to want to be here.
Before next question, if we can just have Mr. Jamal and Lieutenant Governor just step over two steps this way. We can just turn the camera.
And I'd like to put an exclamation point on what he just said. I mean, our commutes in Western New York are about 20 minutes to 30 minutes if you live in the suburbs. I mean, I don't know there's another city in this country that can rival that. So it's not that people have any delay, any problem coming into a place. And when they come to a place like this that telegraphs to the rest of the world that Buffalo is a world-class city, right, when you have a visionary like Douglas Jamal, who found us after all your incredible work in Washington, D.C., and I lived in Washington at the time when he was expanding and taking areas like Chinatown that were just abandoned and brought them back to life. In fact, my son ended up living in one of your apartment buildings. Right. I didn't even tell you that. And he knows what revitalizing tough cities is all about. So to have someone of his caliber and his passion to come to Buffalo, especially as we're emerging out of the COVID crisis, with a message to everyone in this community who suffered long and hard, to residents of the state of New York, but also to the nation, Buffalo's back. And I wanted to come here and showcase that even during this pandemic, which we've done such an amazing job getting under control here in New York State, the work is continuing. There's still construction workers. They're still earning a paycheck. And that's the message I wanted to send here today, that Buffalo and places like this in upstate New York are continuing that work behind the scenes to keep people employed, to create a space that when M&T comes here, and M&T, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I had the opportunity to work with Bob Wilmers and all of you, and what an extraordinary privilege that was. But to have you make this your new home, it is just such an exciting time. And I want people to feel that. I know it's been a long, dark night, but we're starting to see daylight again. And it starts with projects like this to continue The red outside is going to say it's a brand new building, but when you walk in the doors here and have this sense that, wow, Buffalo has arrived, this was an important time to come here as we're starting to come back into the phase four. We're now starting to emerge in a far better place, and so I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for believing in Western New York, and you have many other projects. I look forward to visiting all of them with you, but this is a statement project, one that we needed right now.
Doug, can you talk about where the other phases of the building are right now in terms of like the lobby and the apartments and the other amenities that are coming in?
Well, I would say that within the next 60 days, this building would be live and completed other than tenant fit work of new tenants coming in. The base building will be done. Plaza will be done. The cafeteria will be done. The courtyard will be done. All the outside work, it'll be a regular building other than someone renting a floor. And there's construction work going on the floor. So we're 60 days away from live and in action. And something real interesting. Everybody knows Las Vegas, Nevada, that's standing here. And there was a guy, Bugsy Siegel, after World War II, said, I'm going to take this land over here and I'm going to build all this casino over here. And look what it's created. 140 million tourists a year go to Las Vegas. So I really believe if you build something, people will come. So really what I want to see happen in Buffalo, we have to show them that we're building, that we're moving, that we're doing things, that there's action going on. We're not dormant. And it can't just be a conversation. It has to be action. So this is what my feelings are and my partner, Paul Milstein, to build something. Everything we did in Chinatown and Washington, D.C. was all done with heart and soul. We never pre-leased anything. We started this building. There was no leases. It was an empty building. And we started it. You came early on when we were doing the apartments. And everybody here remembers that. And there was nothing going on. But you know what happened? It created a spark. And that spark created a fire. And that fire created warmth for people wanting to come here. That's the key to development. And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're trying to do and succeeding very well to do in Buffalo. We're not going to let COVID-19 get us down. Nothing's going to get us down. We've been through enough. It's time for all of us to think very, very positive and bring our community back together again. Key.
Can I ask you, in light of COVID-19, did you have to change any of your construction plans or design plans for the building to kind of deal with the new virus reality?
Well, obviously we did. As you can see, when you're walking through the lobby, 6-foot distancing, the spray disinfectant, we have that there. 4 people on an elevator. I mean, look, it's a new world. And all of us are standing here with masks. You know, 4 months ago, we didn't wear masks. We didn't even know what it was, other than the Lone Ranger used to wear a mask. So today we're dealing with a whole new world. And we're dealing with it.
What are those outbuildings, the stone outbuildings on Main Street, going to have in them?
You're talking about the stone buildings?
Yeah.
Okay, the one on the left is going to be a clubhouse for the employees of the building. To sit there, watch a football game, soccer game, hockey game, have dinner, have a drink at the bar, just kind of make it a sense of place. The ones on the right, far side, is all going to be retail establishments, bars and restaurants and service-related retail to service the community. So you have to have a sense of, you know, pizza place, you know, a microbrewery, and we're talking to a few very, very good microbreweries right now because Buffalo loves their beer. I could use one right now. It's only 11:30, and I'd love to have a cold brew.
They should go in and see the clubhouse. Can they see the clubhouse?
Sure, absolutely.
You would have seen your lieutenant governor taking a shot at some of the games. So it's actually
she didn't
good.
Do too well. She didn't have enough drinks.
I said, set up the beer pong. but you need to see this. It is just a statement building, and no one believed in Buffalo like Buffalo's own version of Bugsy, Douglas Jamal, and we are blessed to have him. And I really believe when we think about Buffalo's comeback after the COVID pandemic, you'll be front and center because you didn't give up. You didn't walk away. You didn't say, this is too much and people are going to want to work from home and I can't. The challenges are too great. You just leaned into those challenges, and that's the kind of leadership that Governor Cuomo and I so appreciate, and that's why I wanted to come here today and thank you from all of us for giving us hope at a time when we needed it most.
Doug, just a quick follow-up on my question from before. You said you weren't so concerned about One Seneca Tower for the future of people, you know, the idea that millennials are starting to move to the suburbs. I know you got a lot of your hands in other places, too, like the old Buffalo Police headquarters. You got the Boulevard Mall. Are there concerns there?
Regarding Boulevard Mall, it certainly has concerns. And malls today, certainly, what's the meaning of a word mall? It's 63 acres in Amherst. It's a fabulous location. Brian Cupola came up with a plan that we put out to the press, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, about what our plan is there to make it a sense of place in a community and a town center, which is, look, you have to stop, change, and rearrange. We spoke about Las Vegas. Things are not the same as they were in the 60s and 70s when malls were thriving. Retail's not the same any longer. So, you know, you have to change with the times. What is the same is that it's great real estate. The stores are doing everything online today. We all got used to that over COVID-19. It comes to your house the next day. You're not dealing with a checkout and a cash register. You're not dealing with parking car. It's very convenient. There's Chewy's.com. I mean, you get your dog food. It comes, you're not carrying 40-pound bags. I mean, so the whole world is, and what you have to do is change with the times, and it's an adaptive reuse. Just like this building, an adaptive reuse. It was a long, tall tower that had 5,000 employees that went to work every day, got in their cars, and drove out to the suburbs. Now, with urbanites right now moving into every major city, it's not something. So we have to be in a position to receive them. Apartments for young people. You know, a sense of place to go to work. You know, what Mike Whistler is doing over here with this tech center. That's the future of the world. Buying cars online, doing things online, banking online with technology. The world's changed. And we're changing in Buffalo with the world. And M&T is changing that. And Mike Whistler's changing that. Michelle Trolley's changing that. And all the wonderful people and the commitment that that bank has to the city should be, it's very special. They never left this city. They Bob Wilmers, God bless his soul. His loyalty to this community, I feel it. He was a special man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.